This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Amid all the storm und drang of mergers and markets, we like to track compelling ideas on this program as well. How about if colleges and universities could grow rather than subtract from their endowment money by making their campuses more environmentally friendly? Mark Orlowski is founder and executive director of the Sustainable Endowments Institute. He has an online system to help the schools track ways they can get financial returns, not just through stock and bond markets, but through energy efficiency. Mark, good morning.
Good morning to you, David. Great to be here.
All right. Say I'm the provost of an imaginary college. You want me to do what?
We're working on a program called the $1 Billion Green Challenge to encourage colleges and universities to invest more in their existing buildings, to upgrade the lighting, to reduce energy consumption and energy waste, and save a lot of money at the same time.
All right. So if ever I rose to provost, first thing I would say is, that costs a lot of money. Do I look like a guy made of money?
Well, that's where things get interesting, because the reality is most of these projects are actually tremendous investments. Harvard's been running their revolving fund since about 2001, and they're now generating about $5 million a year in energy savings they would have otherwise had to spend if they hadn't done these projects. So there's huge savings opportunities. Most college universities are wasting hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars a year in excess energy consumption because they have old and inefficient technologies that are not investing to upgrade those facilities to make them more efficient.
All right. So if you're not fully grokking this, you have an app?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've built a web app to help colleges, universities, and other institutions better track and manage all this data. And so the app is called GRITS, Green Revolving Investment Tracking System. And the idea is it automatically calculates your energy savings and your financial savings so you can look at your return on investment, your payback periods, also actually see data, real data, from dozens of other institutions around the country. We already have over 200 projects in this library, and there's more being added almost every day.
If you were using some endowment money for these changes, you could take some of the savings of the energy and put it back in the endowment when you're done.
Absolutely. I think there's a misperception that university endowments can't invest in these types of projects because the donor money is restricted and they're not allowed to do things that are not in the best interest or in alignment with the wishes of the donors to those endowment funds. The reality is this is actually an investment and not an expenditure from the endowment. And so rarely are there any restrictions on the investment strategy. So there's tremendous opportunity.
Mark Orlowski, founder and executive director at the Sustainable Endowments Institute. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.